You're listening to the audio production of Trembling Faith, How a Distressed Prophet Helps Us Trust God in a Chaotic World by Taylor Turkington, published by B&H Publishing Group and read by Taylor Turkington. For my daughter, Rat, may you live by faith in our just God, even if you tremble, my darling. And for our brothers and sisters around the world who face injustices we can only imagine, may his justice and faithfulness be your joy today. Acknowledgements. This book wouldn't exist without prodding and encouragement from a handful of wise women, many of whom sat with me and counseled me as we talked about teaching the Bible in public settings and in books. Thank you, friends, for pushing me to write and reminding me that the Lord would help. I'm immensely indebted to friends who read portions of this book to make it better. Todd Miles, Rachel Gilson, Blair Lynn, Hannah Nation, Shara Walker, Matt Michalotis, and Amy McCormick, and the pastors and leaders at my church who dove into it to offer feedback, Jose Zayas, Ryan Doucette, Margaret Rhodes, Steve Marshman, Tracy Nordyke, and Jody Hughes. I wouldn't have finished a dissertation on Habakkuk if it wasn't for Dr. Steve Mathewson, who supervised me and made me finish. Thank you, Steve. To friends who listened to my processing, even when I was discouraged, in pain, or sleep-deprived, and prayed me over the finish line, what a gift you are. As are my parents and mother-in-law who supported us and distracted a three-year-old who wanted to desperately write the book. Dawn, thank you for this journey together and your support as my agent. I'm grateful. Ashley, you have made this work better in your advising and editing, and it has been a joy to partner with you, friend. To Matt, who has loved me and heard more ramblings on faith in an unjust world than anyone, you alone know how much you have made this possible. I'm so glad I get to do life with you. I love you to the end of our days. To God who gives life to his people of faith, your word is our ground. Your welcome is our hope. Your just and loving character fuels our endurance. We live because of you. You are worthy of all of our praise. Introduction. Faith in the midst of chaos. Trembling, I climbed the 500-year-old stone stairs leading to the ridge above. My mind raced. Why, God? How is it okay for her to go through this? She should have never had to deal with such lies and fear. The steps went on, seemingly endless and obviously uneven. The old stairway crossed the roads that switchbacked up to the cliff that stood towering over the city where I lived. As I walked, my emotions swirled and I prayed. The world around me felt out of control. When have you been hit sideways with the pain, unfairness, and wrongdoing around you? Fear, confusion, or outrage churn, perhaps all coming to the surface within the same hour. So it was as I shuffled up the hillside in Rijeka, Croatia. Months after finishing university, I had moved with a ministry team to Croatia and Eastern Europe. Beautiful Rijeka was home for 2 years. The city sits on the stunning Adriatic Sea in the northwest corner of the country, just opposite the top of the Italian boot. Though, after just a few weeks in the city, the brokenness of the world felt painfully accentuated. The impact of the historical conflict became apparent. Like an explosion that ricocheted through the community, the Balkan Wars had left their mark on unnumbered lives. Trudging up the stairway, the misuse of power on a much more minor scale was at the forefront of my mind as certain authorities intimidated and manipulated as they wanted. On the most personal stage, suffering and heartbreak seemed to follow those I loved instead of the goodness and mercy for which I was praying. God, she should have never had to deal with religious leaders who would use power for their own gain. It should never be that she would fear violence when offered to learn more about you. My prayers tumbled out as I slowed my ascent, feeling each of the hundreds of steps. And he shouldn't be losing his apartment because of the greed of the authorities. Then my thoughts turned to the ethnic minority community I'd visited living in the hills surrounding the dump. How can prejudice happen like this? Lord, what are you doing? I walked up the Dersat stairway step after step, thinking of the pilgrims who walk it on their knees. While I wasn't going to join them, I felt their desperation. Shaking a bit from being out of breath, I paused and turned to look where I'd come. I could see the Mrtvi Canal running through the center of town, shining in the distance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?